This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 5th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. And I should really say good afternoon for those of you on the East Coast, because we are a bit late. We even tried to push it back officially an hour, but we were still some time that it took to get the interview in. But I just literally, probably 30 seconds ago, finished talking with Nicole. And so we will have that interview out for you as soon as we can. But I'm here right now to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. And it was day 30 in the house. Day 30 in the house. And there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of stuff pre-eviction and a lot of stuff post-eviction. We've got some muffin updates. We've got we got a new HOH. We got a new plan for the week. So there's a lot to talk about here. We'll get through it all. And of course, if you have any questions for me along the way, just let me know. But let's get straight into it. Leading into the day 30. Of course, Nicole and Taylor are on the block. The plan is to evict Nicole. The night before, what we talked about is that a lot of people were within Leftovers were trying to get everyone else on board with voting Nicole out, letting Jasmine, Indy, Terrence, and Alyssa know that the vote is going to be on Nicole. Nicole eventually found out that she was going to be going home, and chaos kind of ensued. And so we start the day with a bit more of that. Indy is going to continue to try to convince people that that they should vote out Taylor, but kind of to no avail here. Both Indy and Terrence are going to come around to having to vote Nicole out this week. So the vote, as we saw, eventually becomes 9-1. Indy had a conversation in the storage room that was essentially like, no, it's what's going to happen is she's going to take me out of this game. And I hope you guys, it's on your hands. You're choosing between me and Taylor right now. And they were like, what do you want us to do? So that's happening. On the other side of things, Nicole is, as I said, she has sort of determined that she is probably going home. And she seemingly comes to a realization and says, oh, I figured it all out. And she goes into the diary room. She comes out. We're not really sure exactly what she thinks she's figured out here, but she does eventually go to Michael and tell him that she has uncovered a secret connection that Monty, Jasmine, and Taylor are all secretly connected via, what do you call it? Like Greek life? Sofraternitypa. I don't know. And we talked about this last night, and other people know clearly a lot more about it than I do, that Monty is part of an alpha fraternity, and Jasmine's husband is part of an alpha fraternity, and Taylor is part of a sister fraternity that is related to the alpha fraternity, but she's wrong, I think. People are telling me that this is all incorrect, that Taylor is not a part of a thing that's related to the other thing in any way. And I don't know about the Jasmine and Monty thing. I don't think it's a big deal. They talked about it earlier in the season. I think I mentioned it in one of the live feed updates. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. She's wrong. And it's, you know, it's, we'll see. That's what I got. Anyway, so that's what Nicole is up to. Daniel, on the other side of things, is going to kind of be pouting all day. You heard some of the pouting in the episode.
Oh, God. Just end the season already.
So, in the pouting, he is talking to Joseph and he's like, he's been saying for a while, like, just cut Monty the check already. But in a conversation with Joseph, he decided to also bring up Michael. Oh, Michael's just going to win this whole thing. Oh, I hope you guys know what you're doing with Michael. And then Michael walks in to the storage room. And he's like, oh, there he is. Our winner. And Michael's just like, what? Just that you're going to win the whole thing. Oh, okay. Thanks. And then he leaves and Michael's like, well, that was weird. Joseph is like, yeah, I don't know what he was saying. You and Monty are going to like win or whatever. I was like, oh, well, I mean, that's not exactly something I want going around. I just wanted some marinara sauce.
I just wanted to find marinara sauce.
That's all I wanted in the storage room. I'm coming in here and people saying I'm going to win the game. Like the first person that comes in, I think it was Indy or somebody. Joseph is like, oh, Daniel's saying that Michael's going to win the game. Michael's like, Joseph, I really just told you. Don't want that spreading around. So not great. Daniel is also going to have a conversation with Kyle and he says to Kyle, well, just end the season right now and my game is over. I'm already on the block. Basically, I'm basically voted out. And Kyle's like, dude, you're fine. You're still in the game. He's like, no, I know, Kyle. I know that you're with them. I know that you're voting with them. I know that you're going to backdoor me. You're going to take me out. Kyle's like, I can't even do that. He's like, as soon as the bestie twist ends, you're going to take me out. They're going to take me out. They're going to vote me out. You're going to vote me out. I can't vote you out. Yeah, but you're going to try. It's like, dude, you're not out of the game yet. Don't give up. You've still got some room to fight. Now, remember that Kyle and Michael have been discussing a plan that includes forming some kind of Final Five-ish alliance with themselves, Brittany, Turner, and Alyssa. And part of that plan is that they try to prevent Daniel from leaving after Nicole leaves so that they can use Daniel as a bit of a shield slash weapon, whatever, to distract the rest of the house while they move forward with their five. So Kyle is just like, dude, chill. You're making this so much harder for me. But obviously, I can't tell you any of my actual plans because look at you. And Daniel is just like, nope. I see the writing on the wall. You can't fool me. I know that you're against me. And Kyle's just like, oh my God. So Michael and Kyle get together and they're just like, what is he doing? We're trying to help him here and he is not making it easy for us. He just won't listen to any reason. Michael's like, yeah, he's going around saying, I'm going to win the game. Like, what are we supposed to do with this guy? What are we supposed to do? He's a loose cannon. Look, our plan moving forward, yes, still solid, but I don't know if we can do this Daniel thing. I think maybe he needs to go. This is a very relevant part of the pre-eviction day as well, as we'll get to. So that's happening with Daniel. We also have some more muffins.
Come on in.
Who ate the half?
Muffin?
Was it you, Joseph?
It wasn't Joseph. It wasn't Joseph. It was Turner. We know it was Turner. But Jasmine. Now, okay, let me reset this, right? In case you're not aware of the muffin situation and the current status of the muffins. This is like, you know, the doomsday clock. This is like the doomsday clock, but with muffins. The muffin clock is at 1 1/4 right now. Because Turner ate half of one of Jasmine's muffins. She went around. Who ate the half? Everyone denied it, including Turner, who ate the half. And then she left it out as a trap to see if anyone would mess with them. And so the night of day 29, Turner went back in and he ate half of the half. So we enter day 30. Jasmine and the live feed camera operators they've got a zoom in on Jasmine sleeping and a zoom in on the muffin and a quarter of a muffin. Just waiting. When will it happen? Jasmine wakes up. She walks into the kitchen. Oh boy, here we go. Oh, no, right through the kitchen, right past the muffins. False alarm. Goes to the bathroom. Comes back out. Comes back in through the kitchen. Oh boy, here we go. And right past the muffins again. Close call. Narrowly avoiding disaster. She wakes up again. Up, right through the kitchen. Still no noticing. No noticing of the muffins. The muffins have gone unnoticed. There's a quarter of a muffin somewhere going, how can you not see that I am not there anymore, Jasmine? But don't worry. Because Joseph, he is a muffin advocate. No muffin gets left behind. Whether it's a half muffin, a quarter muffin, a whole muffin, doesn't matter. Joseph comes in. He says, Jasmine, did you see? More of your muffin is gone. Did you eat more of your muffin? She says, what are you talking about? Says, yeah, did you eat more of your muffin? Because half of your half muffin is gone. Like, I didn't eat any of my muffin. No way. You mean somebody took half of your half muffin? Jasmine's like, somebody's messing with me. Somebody's messing with me. We gotta catch this muffin eater. Hold on. They took half of my half muffin? Yeah. They go and they check. Oh my God. They did. All right. Okay. Hold on. She whips out the cane and she's walking around trying to solve this mystery. Like she's Dr. Gregory House. Hey, Kyle. Where were you between the hours of 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. this morning? Sleeping. Were you? Because I heard that you went to the diary room between the hours of 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. this morning. Oh, yeah. I think I was called to the diary room. Yeah. But I didn't go into the kitchen or anything. I don't know. Kyle, did you eat a quarter of my muffin? No. It wasn't me. I think Joseph did it. No, Judge. Hey, I already told you, if I was going to eat your muffin, I wouldn't eat a quarter of a muffin. I'd eat a whole muffin. Well, that is exactly why you would eat only a quarter of a muffin, because you could use that as an excuse. This continues. Jasmine continues to question people. Where were you between the hours of 4 a.m. and 8 a.m.? Accusations start flying. It's the monsters on Mulberry Street in this house. Jasmine decides to set another trap. She places the muffins down. She goes into the kitchen. And she hides under the couch. She crawls over. She's peeking. She's going to catch him. She's going to catch him if they take her muffin. Oh, hold on. Terrence is approaching the muffins. Terrence did not take the muffins. I know he wants them, though. I know he wants those muffins. Indy catches her. She's like, honey, it's just a muffin. She goes, no, Indy, I know, but you don't understand. Somebody is messing with me. They are messing with me. They took half of my muffin and then they took a quarter of my muffin.
You see what I'm saying? They ate half of the muffin and then they came back and ate another piece of the muffin.
Monty is getting close to my muffin. I see you, Monty.
Her investigations come up with nothing. Now, Nicole is going to try and help. She tries to put together a timeline. Nicole, as we know, a detective, a muffin detective, but cannot come to any conclusions. So, as of right now, the great case of who is the Muffin Man and do you know him has gone unsolved.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Nicole is evicted, and we have a new HOH. Our new HOH is Michael. Michael has won the HOH, and this is huge, of course. Him and Brittany were vulnerable this week because of the bestie twist, and so him winning means that both him and Brittany are safe this week. In addition to that, he can, if he wants, ensure that he takes out a player that benefits him, which could mean keeping Daniel safe, which was part of the plan, except Daniel then decided to call Michael the winner. Just write him the check already. So, Michael is the new HOH. What this means, by the way, if you haven't been counting, is that Michael was a close second place finisher in part one of the first HOH competition, just losing out to Daniel in the hanging. Then he wins the first veto competition. Then in the second HOH competition, he came in second place, I believe. Barely even remember what that one was. Who won the second HOH competition? It was right. He said he threw that HOH competition, right? It was the Jasmine HOH. So he threw, he said he threw it on the feeds, but in the episode, he didn't say he threw it, but he said he threw it on the feeds. Still came in second, said he threw it, then won the second veto competition. Then in the third HOH competition, he threw it very blatantly on the episode, threw that competition, then won the third veto competition. Then the fourth HOH competition, this is the first one he has outright lost, but it was full on a crapshoot, like with envelopes and nonsense. Not exactly like a testament to his skill here. Then he didn't play in that next veto. And now he has won the fifth HOH competition, which basically means that he has either won, come in second place, or thrown every competition he has played in, apart from just like a full-on complete crapshoot. This guy's pretty good at the competitions. Pretty good. Keep an eye on Michael. Let's see how this goes. Anyway, Michael is the HOH, and he is going to, first of all, get into the bedroom with Brittany, and we're safe. Yes. Celebrate. He quickly gets down to business. He says, okay, Brittany, here's what I'm thinking. We don't want to put Daniel up immediately. We want to backdoor him. This guy's been saying, I'm going to win the game. This guy's got to go, right? I don't think that we cannot target Daniel. I there's no justification I can have for not targeting Daniel after he's openly saying to people that I'm going to win this game. So Daniel's the target, and his thought process is, what if I put up Joseph, Monty, and Terrence on the block initially as pawns? I'm getting questions about what was the competition. We believe it is the one that that Sarah Beth beat Derek X in, where they're like running across the balance beams. And I believe, I think Kyle did pretty well, and I think Daniel did really well as well. I think Daniel was very close to winning, just a couple of seconds off, potentially. He says, Joseph, Monty, and Terrence on the block. Initially, then backdoor Daniel and Kyle on the block, and then vote out Daniel. The reason being, and the reason he can give to the alliance, is that, yes, he could put up Turner and Jasmine, but Jasmine might not be able to compete in the veto competition. So then if Daniel and Kyle do get picked, it's straight up him and Brittany versus Daniel and Kyle, because Jasmine won't be able to play. That's not ideal. They want Monty and Joseph in there to be able to compete against Daniel, if Daniel is chosen. Additionally, on a more personal level, wouldn't it be great if, worst case scenario, essentially, Daniel does end up winning the veto. Now, Terrence ends up leaving. Whoops. Oh, well, not that bad for them. They don't really have a great relationship with Terrence. Terrence seems like he's just a number for Monty and Joseph. Whoops. So that's kind of the play. He does not want to put Alyssa, Indy, or Alyssa, Indy, and Taylor on the block because he wants, first of all, doesn't want to put Taylor up on the block for the fourth time. Second, wants to be able to build trust with Alyssa and Indy if possible. And obviously doesn't want Alyssa to leave. So that's kind of the plan. Monty, Joseph, Terrence on the block. If the veto is used, Daniel and Kyle, send Daniel home. If the veto is not used, send Terrence home, build trust with Alyssa, Indy, and, you know, Taylor to a degree. That's the play. That's what his thoughts are. Taylor ends up interrupting, coming in. She walks in with Michael and Brittany. They look around.
Yes.
Celebrations. Celebrations abound with the three of them. He kind of quickly goes over similar thoughts with Taylor, but ultimately it's kind of just like, let's wait until we get the leftovers together tonight and we'll discuss all the plans. He is going to briefly talk to Kyle as well. And Kyle says, hey, I'm down to help figure out what we need to do here. Obviously we had talked about trying to keep Daniel safe, but like, man, this guy, like, he won't work with us. He's digging himself a grave. Not only did he say those things to Michael about Michael winning the game, but he said to Kyle, he wasn't willing to play with him, basically. And then he's like on the live show saying, you can't cut the check seven ways, and talking about ending the season and all kinds of nonsense. It's going to be a lot harder to protect the guy. So I get it if you need to put me up on the block against him. But, and I'm not saying this would happen. I am just like a little, you know, just thinking worst case scenario, right? Like, I'm thinking about me being on the block against Daniel post veto. You know, the thing about like Amira was that she was kind of like running the other side of the house. Daniel is on an island. Daniel's not a threat to anybody. And I would worry that people might start thinking like Kyle is well liked. He's in a good spot. Like maybe it's possible that they might start thinking about taking me out. And in my head, I'm like, that's what I thought. That's what I thought even before the week started. So he's saying, that's my only concern. I'm willing to do it, but it is my only concern here. Michael says, I would die if you left on my HOH. That would be very bad for my game. And so he says, well, but, you know, let's just talk it over later tonight. We'll sort of hear all the ideas and we'll see where we can go from there. Michael says, I really want to talk to Daniel, see what he has to say. Because if he's willing to play ball, then, you know, we've got some options. If he's not willing to play ball, then there's nothing I can do. And I believe that Michael is being somewhat genuine here. He does say to the cameras by himself, what to do. Obviously, he expressed part of his plan to Brittany. But the fact that he's still kind of thinking through options, and he does express to Kyle, he doesn't want to cut their options off if he can help it. I think he is still open to the idea of not backdooring Daniel to make sure that one of Terrence, Indy, or Jasmine leaves. Kyle also brings up the idea that that Turner has volunteered that he is very much willing to go up on the block against Jasmine. But as we've already heard, Michael is a little bit, against that idea just because Jasmine would not be able to really compete in the veto. So all of that is going down. people are having fun, hanging out, playing games, doing impressions. The night continues. Monty and Joseph eventually get together. And sort of as expected, Joseph is really on the side of, hey, I think that Alyssa should be the one to go up, and Alyssa should be the backup plan for if Daniel ends up leaving. Daniel ends up not leaving, I should say. Because Alyssa is like, it's Daniel and Alyssa. Those are the two. Joseph thinks that Alyssa, Indy, and Taylor should go up on the block initially, and that then if the veto is not used, they vote out Alyssa next to Taylor and Indy. And if the veto is used, they take out Daniel. And Monty is like, yeah, sure, I agree. But also, like, Taylor on the block again. I don't know if they're going to be chill with that. And Joseph's like, well, what we don't want is for Terrence to be the backup plan, essentially. That would be not ideal. And Monty's like, yeah, I mean, I agree. It's just like, I don't know if we can like get that to happen. Joseph's like, just make sure that we're like giving the arguments of why it makes sense for it to be Alyssa. So that's kind of their standpoint. That's what they're thinking at this point. Joseph is going to be absent from the leftover meeting later in the night. So, that's pretty bad for him to get his point across, because Monty is much less, concerned about Alyssa and that whole situation and going up on the block and all of that. And so the pushback that Monty eventually gives is very negligible. We'll see what Joseph has to say about the plans that they come up with, at some point today when they talk about it. Michael does eventually start talking to a couple of people. He doesn't have a ton of time, but he does talk with Jasmine, and he mentions, you know, implies that, you know, Daniel is probably the target. And that's expected from Jasmine's point of view. She's already talked with Indy and Alyssa about the fact that Daniel's probably the target. Indy even talked to the cameras like, I think Daniel's the target, which is great. I don't think that I'm going on the block, which is great. She says, I do wonder what's going to happen after we take out Daniel, but at least it means that we're in the jury. And you know, these people are really young and they're really messy. But Michael talks to Jasmine about this. And he basically floats out the idea like, hey, what is your willingness to be a pawn in this situation? She says, I wouldn't really want to be. Just kind of some, you know, setting the baseline, stuff here for Michael. Jasmine runs downstairs and talks with Alyssa and Indy and fills them in on her conversation with Michael. Again, Jasmine and Indy are like, "Woo! Daniel's the target. Screw Daniel. We've always hated him. That's fine. It's not us. And it means that if Daniel leaves this week, we're in jury. Woo! Results! Who even cares at that point?" Definitely not as tough competition wise in terms of trying to organize a resistance as perhaps Daniel and Nicole were. That's kind of where they're standing at this point. And then Kyle's going to talk with Michael again. And it's just like a brief, like, let me just chat with you quickly before we get everyone together one-on-one. Kyle says again, like, okay, so again, totally willing to go up on the block if that's what you need me to do. I'm just trying to run through scenarios, right? Like all of the worst case scenarios. And kind of the way I see it is that if we take out Daniel this week, we move into next week and it's us seven against four other people, Terrence, Indy, Jasmine, Alyssa. And there's really like, it's not like it's a seven versus four. It's more like there's seven and then there's four people that I think are going to be looked at as assets to sort of like use. And I don't know that this alliance essentially has legs at this point. So I'm a little concerned about that. And I'm concerned that if I'm on the block against Daniel, that like, there's just a chance that, you know, Monty, Joseph, and Taylor, they might look at, you know, the numbers. They might look at what's happening. They might want to try and pull in Indy, Jasmine, and Terrence. Monty is being very open about the fact that Jasmine has been talking about Indy and Jasmine and Joseph and Monty and Terrence all working together. He's even going to mention it again in the upcoming conversation within The Leftovers. Joseph has also been very open about the fact that he is like really bonding with Indy. He's got Indy. They've got Terrence. Don't worry about it. They've got these people. And the reason they're open about it is because Joseph and Monty are actually very loyal to The Leftovers at this point in time. Classic Monty to like just be way too open about potential side alliances to his main alliance and making people want to take out his side. This is exactly what happened to Pooch. But Kyle is concerned that group might end up becoming an actual thing, especially if they take out Daniel this week. And even if they don't take out Daniel this week, even if he's just up on the block against Daniel, he says, I can just picture Taylor and Joseph sitting out there like Janelle, you know, at 5 a.m. running the numbers on the chessboard of like whether it's worth it to take me out of the game. So I don't know, man. Like even if we do take out Daniel, if Jasmine, Indy, or Terrence win HOH next week, you know that they're going to pull in that group that Monty and Joseph are talking about with Jasmine, Indy, Terrence, Monty and Joseph. Like obviously they're not going to be the ones that have the shot taken at them. So, you know, that's a concern, right? Like, I just feel like this is where things might be going. And I will say that to this point, I think that this is all, you know, somewhat reasonable strategic thinking, right? Again, Monty and Joseph are very open about the fact that these three people are trying to work with them. If they were to win HOH next week, they would probably be pulling those people in and they would probably be taking shots elsewhere. I think that where Kyle is really going wrong here, and in addition to the fact that like I said on the podcast last night and, you know, throughout the day yesterday, I do think that that taking out Kyle is the next big move for a lot of the people in the game. But I think there's a huge flaw in Kyle's thought process, a huge flaw that is pretty dramatically flawed and causing him to come to the wrong conclusions and is pretty unnecessary and unfortunate, right? And that is that, first of all, he thinks that that Monty and Joseph are not as loyal to the Leftovers as they are. They are more loyal than Kyle thinks. Second, he way overestimates Taylor's relationship with Monty specifically, but also Joseph. And way underestimates Taylor's relationship with even just himself and Michael and Brittany. And he also is too scared of something that he feels like is going to happen to recognize that his connection to Alyssa actually puts him in a really good position to be the one to pull in Jasmine and Indy himself. Instead of just sort of like being fearful of these people getting together, he should just actually be working via Alyssa to pull them in for his side. But instead, he's scared, as he said, his biggest fear. And what he says his biggest fear is that, I mean, look at them. They all have diverse backgrounds. They all could share a common goal. It would be like the cookout. This is my biggest fear. And this is,
you look so dumb right now.
Yeah. Because that's not what's happening, right? It's a very incorrect conclusion to come to. Not only is it incorrect, but it is something that I think is actively a detriment to his game right now, because he is not seeing things clearly and his fears are getting in the way of what I think he should be doing strategically. And Michael is going to be like, I don't think so. He says, I don't see, first of all, I don't see Taylor not voting out Daniel. I don't think Taylor's going to like vote you out over Daniel. She obviously wants Daniel out. And Kyle's like, yeah, you know, I could see that. I just feel like, you know, going forward, it just makes more sense for us to take Indy or Jasmine out to make sure that, that like something like that doesn't happen. Michael's like, yeah, but I don't understand why you think Taylor would be more in that group, because Michael, of course, knows that Taylor is actually in with him and Brittany. Kyle says, well, the thing is, she's close. She's really close with Terrence. And I think within the leftovers, she's closest to Monty and Joseph, which is a wild misread. She's not closest to Monty and Joseph. She has a relationship with Joseph, but not one that is very strategic. She is easily closest to Brittany, not even remotely close. And then she's also close with Michael, and she's also close with Turner. So to assume that she is just like by far closest to Monty and Joseph is, again, just a wild misread that is potentially going to cause some serious issues in Kyle's strategic thinking. This is just I think one of those moments. What is it? America's Top Model. We were rooting for you. That's my, yeah, given that, right? I think everyone was happy when Kyle was like rah rah into the leftovers. But this is bad on multiple levels, obviously. Like, just assuming that the people with diverse backgrounds, as he describes it, would just come together for that reason when they have shown no indication that that might be the case here, is just wrong. It's not correct. It displays, I think, the fact that it is so incorrect and so potentially damaging to his game, and yet he still thinks it. Somebody who has been pretty good about his reads so far in the game, I do think speaks to a place of ignorance here for Kyle. And it is not necessarily something that is going to sink his game, but I do think that he is approaching this in the wrong direction. And that because he is not looking at it clearly, he is going to find it more difficult to advance in the way that he wants to, because he is cutting off options for himself because of this fear that he has. Obviously, keep an eye on this moving forward. It is on sort of like a personal level and a strategic level, I think pretty damaging to Kyle, and we will have to see where it develops from here.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Their conversation is kind of interrupted at this point, and the rest of the leftovers come in and they start talking about all of the plans for the week. So it's all the leftovers minus Joseph, and they discuss the plan that Michael had talked about, not wanting Jasmine up because she might not be able to compete, not wanting to put Taylor up for the fourth time, thinking probably that... That Monty, Joseph, and Terrence should go up on the block. And Monty is basically like, yeah, I think that makes sense. Somewhere Joseph is like, Monty, you were supposed to advocate for us. And Monty thinks it might even look good too, because, you know, people are saying, oh, Monty and Michael are going to win the game. But if Michael puts Monty up, it might look good to the rest of the house. And Monty again says to them, hey, Indy is trying to start an alliance with Jasmine and Terrence and, you know, Joseph and myself. It would be good to keep them around and we can get them to maybe target Alyssa for us, which of course is not what Kyle wants to hear. But that's kind of, you know, it's a pretty straightforward conversation here. They get through the plan. The plan is pretty locked in here. Monty, Joseph, and Terrence up on the block initially with Daniel as the intended backdoor target. There was some talk about, hey, if Daniel and Kyle were to win the veto, maybe we can convince them, hey, use it on us, and then we can end up taking out Alyssa at that point, which obviously would not be ideal for Michael or Kyle. So we'll see if that ends up getting pushed at all. Speaking of which, by the way, even though obviously Monty is kind of sticking his foot in his mouth in this conversation, talking about this Jasmine, Terrence, Joseph himself, indie group, this is just yet another, in my opinion, bad misread on Kyle's end that in my eyes, Monty has always been more loyal to Kyle than to Joseph in terms of strategy. Monty has a personal connection to Joseph, just like Taylor does, but they've all expressed that trying to convert that personal relationship into a strategic one for Joseph can be difficult because Joseph is a little difficult to talk strategy with at times. And Monty has expressed those frustrations with Kyle specifically. And, you know, Monty is the one that was like fully on board with Kyle to create the Leftovers, who is like totally on board with him. I absolutely think that Monty is somebody that if Kyle actually put some more work into, would fully be siding with Kyle and within the Leftovers and the bros in general, like Kyle and Turner and the Pound. I think Monty is fully in on the Pound. And the fact that Kyle is not leveraging the Pound to make sure that that his fears don't become a reality and is instead just trying to, you know, talk about this fear of a new kind of cookout alliance is just absurd. And again, speaks to, I think, where his head is at in terms of these unfounded and ignorant fears. So that's kind of where they're at. There was one more thing, because Kyle does talk a little bit about Alyssa and talks about how Alyssa said that she or Alyssa has like given him a bunch of information. And also, like when he was with Alyssa, it saved him from being caught with the rest of the Leftovers when Daniel and Nicole figured it out, which helped them with the situation last week. Nobody blames him for the veto not being used or for the veto being used instead of not being used. And Kyle's like, I don't want this showmans to hurt my game. And thank you, because Taylor points out like, oh, but showmances take you far in the game. Kyle's like, what? She's like, yeah. And Michael's like, yeah, showmances do pretty well. Kyle's like, really? And I was really glad that this got pointed out because I forgot to mention this last night on the recap. Julie, at the start of the episode yesterday, said, it's a well-known fact that showmances can derail even the greatest of players. What? Like, okay, sure, sure. Yes, they can. Not that we've really seen showmances like really derail players significantly before, but it's this notion that showmances are so bad for your game. I just need to quickly point this out, okay? From Big Brother 11 to Big Brother 21, essentially, because 22 had no showmances, 23 had the cookout. There are no showmances within the cookout, whatever. We're going to ignore those seasons. From season 11 to season 21, there are only, I think, what, two seasons that didn't have at least one member of a showmance in the final two, or one or two members of a showmance in the final four. Season 11, a person in a showmance won the season. Season 12, person in a showmance won the season. Season 13, a person in a showmance won the season. Season 14, a showmance made it to the final four together. Season 15, no showmance. Season 16, no showmance. Season 17, person in a showmance made the final two. Season 18, person in a showmance won the season. Season 19 doesn't count because it was Paul. Season 20, person in a showmance made the final two and the showmance made the final four. Season 21, Person of Showmans won the season. You know how many won the seasons there were there? At least five. Gina Marie and Nick does not count as a showmans. Close though, right? McCray made Final Four, yeah, but like one person making the Final Four, I figured not quite. But let's just, can we put this to bed? Showmances are not necessarily bad for your game. In fact, showmances have been historically very successful in the game. Julie. All right. So Turner, Brittany, and Michael are going to talk a bit after the rest of the leftovers leave. They're talking about like the early alliances in the game. They talk about what was it? The Six in the City, and how the Pose Pack was originally named Mamba, and all of that stuff. They say Taylor is definitely a fan favorite. Michael's like, oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, and Michael even says like, well, I don't know how they portrayed it, but I guarantee you the live feeders love Taylor. And I think by now the show watchers probably do as well. He said, I think that there's a chance that in the early portion of the season that the show watchers might have been like, we're not sure about Taylor, but now they love her based on how it might have been portrayed. And Michael is, I think, spot on here. Wasn't really portrayed very well in the beginning of the season, but the live feeders knew the truth. And they talk about how I think it was Turner was like, I bet they love the Lays. Because Taylor was just sitting on the stairs after the eviction with her Lays. It's just like, yep.
With the Lays?
Yeah. There's also a conversation when the leftovers are talking about the muffin situation, because if you thought we were done with the muffins, you're going to look real dumb.
You look so dumb right now.
Because we are not done with the muffins. There's more muffin talk. There's more muffin business to get through. All right. First of all, Michael says to Turner, I need you to tell Jasmine, wait to tell Jasmine in your goodbye message to Jasmine that you were the muffin man. And Turner is like, oh my God, that's a great idea. Except if she makes the jury, I can't do it, because if she knows I ate the muffins, she will never vote for me in the jury. And I wondered, like, how many people in that room had light bulbs go off in their head? Like, okay. If I rat Turner out, could you imagine in the final two, it's Monty and Turner. And everyone's like, Monty, we just feel like Turner played a great game. And Jasmine's like, yeah, I'm sorry, Monty, but, you know, you betrayed me. I feel like Turner's done a great job. And Monty goes, wait. Jasmine, I think there's something you should know. And Turner looks at Monty like, no, Monty, please. And Monty looks at Turner and he's like, has to be done. Jasmine, Turner is the muffin man. How could you? You ate the muffins? No, I mean, I did. I ate a half of the muffin and I ate a quarter of the muffin. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I thought it was funny. None of you better vote for this man. He is a muffin eater. Just to be clear, this is all future fan fiction. None of this has happened. Anyway. So that's they're going on about the muffins. Jasmine has left the muffins on the table again. She's setting a trap again for the muffin eater. She's trying to figure out who the muffin eater is. And Turner and Brittany and Taylor are hanging out in the bathroom. And Michael's upstairs in the HOH room. He's checking out the cameras. And Turner, Michael, and Brittany, or Turner, Brittany, and Taylor are in the bathroom. They're just like chatting, talking about how grateful they are to be in this spot. Michael's won the HOH back to back to back. This is so good. Turner and Taylor say, "Hey, Brittany, we do a thing at night. We give our shout outs. We say goodnight to the live feeds." So they do that. Taylor talks about how like grateful she is to be surrounded by good people that love her. It's so nice. Things are going well. And they say their goodnights. And Brittany walks off. And Turner starts to walk off into the kitchen. And he turns around. He goes, "Oh, Taylor, you know where my water bottle is?" "Oh, yeah, it's right here." "Oh, great, thanks." This is important. This is Chekhov's water bottle. Just in case you weren't aware. Turner goes into the kitchen. He's got his cape on, his muffin eater cape. And Michael, still upstairs in the HOH room, watches via the cameras. And he sees Turner go into the kitchen. He's like, oh boy, what's going to happen here? Turner goes up to the muffins, opens the bag, takes out the muffins. What's happening? What is he doing? He goes to the fridge. He pulls out something, some disc of some sort. He puts the muffins, or he brings the cookie, or sorry, the disc. No spoilers. He brings the disc to the bag. He takes out the muffin. He brings it to the fridge, to the freezer. He puts it in there, puts the cookie, the disc, which is a cookie. You got it out of me. He puts the cookie in the bag. Michael's like, "What is he doing? He's taking out the muffin. What is he putting in there?" And then he takes the bag and he pulls out his water bottle. And he takes the water bottle and he puts it over the bag with the cookie in it. And Michael's like, "Oh, no!" And he pours the water into the bag with the cookie. And he giggles. And he closes the bag. And Michael's like, "Oh my God! No! That's so good!" And Turner sneaks off in his muffin-eating cape. Clean. No fingerprints, no crumbs. We'll have to see if Dr. Jasmine House can solve this crime in the morning. She even last night dressed up in like a blazer and a top hat with her cane, and she looked like an old timey detective. I'm telling you. So let's see what happens with the soggy cookie. And we'll see what comes of it here this morning. We'll see if, first of all, if Jasmine notices or somebody has to tell her. And then what kind of accusations are thrown? We'll have to wait and see. All right. That's pretty much what we have from the day. Do we have any questions before I start to wrap this up here? Any questions for the day? You can, of course, find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, hanging out. Watched the episode live last night, had some fun with that. We did, of course, again, talk with Nicole earlier. It was short. We got kind of cut off, but we did our best. Definitely asked some questions of Nicole. So that will come out soon, hopefully. You can check that out. I will also be live with the Big Brother Q&A in the patron group with Rob in just a couple of hours here. If you want to jump on a call and talk with us, ask us a question. So you can check that out. Wet cookies are disgusting. I guess we'll find out how disgusting. I think that Turner put the muffin in the freezer. That's what I saw, at least. If Michael tells Brittany about the frat sorority stuff, do you think she'll talk to Taylor about it? So yeah, Michael was about to tell Brittany about the fraternity sorority stuff. But he got interrupted by Taylor, never got brought up again. Not sure if it will be brought up again. We're just gonna have to wait and see on that one. What do I think the move for Michael is now that he's HOH? I think he's got the right thought process here for the most part. I think taking Terrence out is not a bad move if that lands. Taking out Daniel is not a bad move if he's not unwilling to play ball. For Michael, I think it's fine to risk Kyle. I do. He said he would hate if Kyle left in his HOH, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for him. Like, obviously, ideally, that doesn't happen, but I think he can pull Alyssa in without Kyle, and then he's got, like, actually got Alyssa as well, as opposed to Alyssa being locked in on Kyle. And I think that he can also probably continue to pull Turner in. The problem is Turner's probably still going to be decently loyal to the pound, so he may lose Turner if he loses Kyle, but I don't think, and that's like worst case scenario in the first place. I think that it's going to be too difficult to try and keep Daniel around. And Daniel has shown time and time again that he just really thinks that that Michael is too threatening and has talked about Michael winning the game. I think his plan right now is the right one. Let's see. Who will be the first person to take a shot at a fellow leftover? I wouldn't be surprised if they did consider taking the shot at Kyle if he's on the block. I don't think that it will actually go through, though. How was Nicole's demeanor during the interview? I would say very somber and serious. She started choking up at one point. Oreos dipped in milk would technically be cookies that are wet. I can't speak on this. I'm not a cookie expert. Should Michael let Kyle go? I don't think that Michael should let Kyle go if he has the option to. I don't think he should actively want Kyle gone. But like I said, I don't think that it's the worst thing in the world if Kyle ends up leaving. Who's in danger if it's a double eviction this week? Really depends on what happens here through the week. But I do think that the leftovers are on borrowed time. They are past the expiration date. The leftovers' expiration date was the second Michael won HOH. It was yesterday, August 4th, day 30 was the leftovers' expiration date. And every single day past that date, you gotta sniff it. You gotta be like, is it still good? I'm not sure. It's past the date. It seems like it still smells good. It seems like they're going to vote Daniel out over Kyle. But do we want to risk it? Because at some point, it's just going to go bad. And you might not be able to tell immediately. That's the situation we're in right now. So that's what we got. That's what we got for the day. Hopefully you enjoyed this update full of muffins. As much as I love this muffin situation, it is making me want to eat muffins a lot. and I already had an escapade with some Lay's, and I'm not ready to challenge my stomach to a muffin yet. So maybe they can focus on the cookies now, because I don't like cookies very much. I'm a big muffin guy, not a huge cookie guy. They're into the cookies, especially wet cookies. Oof, easy. Appetite gone. Wet cookie? No. Muffin? All day. So we'll see. Track my hunger levels throughout the week. Anyway, that's what we got going on. Again, come find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Checking things out, watching things, predicting things, betting on things that are going to come in the episode. You can also find my latest Among Us video. Reviews are in, and people said, that was really good, Taren. That was Amon. He said that. Other people have said about my latest Among Us video. The three great imposter rounds. Love the longer videos. Nice work, Taren. Other reviews. Loving the longer vids. Watch the recent Goose Goose Ducks on Twitch all the time. Boom. These are raving reviews. You're definitely going to want to check it out over on my YouTube channel. As I also said, Q&A is going to take place in just a couple of hours here with Rob, if you want to call in. So I'll be back, of course, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. And then, of course, we'll be back Sunday for the Sunday night episode of Big Brother 24. We'll see how this week continues through. Thank you all so much for joining me here today. It's always nice to be in the company of you live viewers. And if you're here in the future, I also appreciate your time diluted company as well. Thank you all for joining me. I'll see you next time.